On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for another episode of the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. Yeah, we're going to start off this week with some rapid fire where we fire off three questions and try to stump each other. So sometimes they're hard, sometimes they're easy. I got some pretty hard ones for you this time.
All right, and make sure you play along at home or in the car or in your mom's basement or wherever, at work, wherever you are.
Yeah, wherever you are. If you get six out of six, let us know, because that's pretty impressive, because usually some of these are pretty hard.
Yeah, we haven't heard from anybody in a long time.
So nobody's got six out of six.
No.
I don't think we've got six out of six.
No, it's been a long time.
All right, so question number one for you. How old is Tal Wickenfield? She's the young bass player that played with Jeff Beck.
Oh, how old was she when she started, or how old is she right now?
How old is she right now?
I'm going to say she's 19.
Oh, no. No, not even close. She is 36.
Really? Oh, okay.
I thought she looks like she's 12, but yeah, she's 36.
Wow, I had no idea.
She's a major talent, man. She's got a lot of people on her resume. Okay, Jeff Beck being a major contributor to that.
I think I first saw her about maybe 5-6 years ago, and she did look like a little kid.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, she's 36 years old.
Wow. Okay. Well, she must be a vampire or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
She sold her soul. I don't know.
Hey, could have with the way she plays bass, man.
Whole Crossroads thing, Crossroads 2, the bass player, maybe. Yeah. Okay, question number one for you. What do the new Winger and Extreme albums have in common? The ones that are coming out very soon.
Are they both the sixth album?
That'd be incorrect. The album titles are numbers.
Oh, jeez. So
Extreme,
number six.
And Extreme six? Yeah. Winger 7.
Oh, jeez. So I was close.
You were close.
Kind of.
But wrong.
Yeah, close but wrong.
Yeah.
Kind of like the John Corabi book I'm reading right now.
That, yeah. And how about that new Extreme song, Rise? Isn't that great?
That is so freaking good.
Yeah, and I just saw Sammy Hagar has a show he does on Access TV. You can see the video where he interviews Gary and Nuno.
Yeah.
And they talk about the new Extreme album is going to be really heavy.
Nice.
And based on that first song, it's pretty damn heavy.
Yeah, their last two albums weren't so heavy.
No, not at all.
Compared to like the first, like Three Sides, man, some of that was really heavy. But I like the last two albums also, but you know, this.
Me too. They're really diverse, especially that last one.
This next one I'm sure will be about the same. Maybe we should do a second chance for one of those two albums.
Let me see. Oh, one of the new Extremes. Well, we like them, though. We both like them, though.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Yeah. What was that? Oh, on that show I was telling you about on Axis, the end of the show, Nuno plays acoustic, and Sammy and Gary sing Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who, and it sounds great, especially when they start to harmonize all three of them.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's fantastic. You can see that on YouTube.
All right. I will definitely check that out.
Awesome.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that album coming out. Do you know when it is?
I think it's April.
Okay.
There's also a new Angel album coming out.
Really?
Yeah. So
who's left in that? Punky and
Frank. And the lineup you saw.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the six guys.
Yeah, that was a, they were good. I mean, they sounded awesome.
Yeah, they're playing around here again. I might go. This has been a lot of shows around here. I just haven't had all the crap going on in life. I just haven't had a time to do anything. So.
Yeah, that being said, I was going to go see Winery Dogs down in Baltimore last week, Wednesday night. Ugh. But Wednesday night, it's an hour and a half away. No one's going to go with me. My brother's like, not really into them. It's like, what?
They're so much better live than they are on the albums.
Oh, yeah.
So much better.
I should have gone, but that was as close as they came here. But
you should go to M3 because Extreme is playing. I think Extreme and Styx are playing on the same night. I just go one day.
I need to look at that.
Yeah.
I know it's a good lineup.
Yeah, that just especially if you just want to go one day, that's the day to go.
Absolutely. I've never seen Styx. I've seen Extreme many times, but I always will go see them.
Yeah, you're missing out if you haven't seen Styx.
Yeah.
Much heavier live.
Nice.
All right.
Okay, so we are 0-2. Nuts. So here we go. Question number two for you. What do Andy Gibb and John Frusciante have in common?
Wow, Andy Gibb and John Frusciante, those are some, I wouldn't think they have anything in common. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Andy's dead.
Right.
John almost died.
Well, that's not quite it.
Wow. Are they both born in Australia?
No, but you're kind of close.
Okay.
We're recording this on the evening of May, or March 5th, and today is their birthday.
Okay, well, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah, because I wouldn't have had nothing in common. Yeah. Jeez, okay.
Yeah, they both are brothers of Bee Gees? No.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody in the planet got that question right. No, probably not.
Probably not.
No. Okay, here's a good one for you.
All right.
Question two. Name the three Kiss non-make-em albums that went platinum, and there are three of them. Which three Kiss non-make-em albums went platinum?
So are you considering, like, Sonic Boom and non-make-up album?
No, they were in makeup then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Went platinum.
Anything after Unmasked?
All right.
And before, what's that one? Oh, the comeback album in the late 90s.
Not Revenge.
No, after Revenge, after Carnival of Souls, the next one. Oh, Psycho Circus.
So
anything in between there.
All right, well, I'm going to say Lick It Up for sure.
That's one.
I'm going to say Revenge.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Only Gold. I love,
that might be my favorite Kiss album.
Yeah, it's damn good, but it only went gold.
Oh, man.
So you've already got it wrong, but I'll give you two more to get.
How about Psycho Circus?
No!
No?
No, did not go platinum. Went gold.
Jeez. I wouldn't think Carnival of Souls went platinum.
No, not even go gold, I don't think.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. First was Lick It Up, you're 100% correct. Then the album right after it, Animal Eyes. Went platinum. Okay. And the one that surprised me, Crazy Nights, went platinum.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought that was kind of a soft album.
Yeah, and I hate that song.
Oh, I was at the video shoot. I hated it. I heard first day, I heard it 20 times. I don't ever want to hear this song again.
How many times did you hear Paul sing Crazy Nights?
Oh, well.
Crazy.
They mime it. In a video shoot, they don't. Yeah, but they just play it and they mime the whole thing. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, how many times did you hear that?
Yeah, we got too many. The only thing good about that whole day is they plugged in and they played three Kiss songs. No, four Kiss songs, and they just played live. It's nice. For all the people, because it was at the Olympic Auditorium in downtown L.A., which is a dump. But it was fun. It was a good experience, but it was a long day. It was probably 10 hours up here.
Yeah, but you're hanging out with Kiss, so.
Yeah, we got to see him hanging out outside. It was fun. Nice. And that's probably the last time I hung out with my brother. Oh, so many years ago.
All right. So we're 0-4. Doing good.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe you'll redeem yourself with this one. What band was the last listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the loudest?
I'm going to say Manowar.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, they were at 139 decibels.
Yeah. Too damn loud.
120 is usually resulting in hearing damage.
Yeah. You ever been to a show where your ears actually hurt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pantera and Skid Row. Oh, my God. But they Guinness Book of World Records no longer has that category because they say it promotes hearing loss.
Oh, okay.
So
I think the two that come to mind is seeing Motorhead for the first time was so loud.
Yeah, Motorhead was up there, but Manowar surpassed them by like 4 decibels.
And on the first time Alcatraz played live, they had some technical issues with Yngwie's guitar, and it would squeak or squelch, and everybody was covering their ears because it hurt so bad.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. Oof.
Well, on the list, there was Deep Purple was on there for a while. Kiss was on there. Manowar, Motorhead, a couple of punk bands.
Not Spinal Tap?
No, not Spinal.
They are one louder. We go to 11.
All right, so you were 1 for 3. Great job.
Okay, here's your chance to redeem yourself.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to give you a list of 3 bands, and here's the question. Who's had more lead singers officially record on an EP or an album? Okay, and I'll give you the 3 bands. Which one has the most lead singers? Black Sabbath, Deep Purple, or LA Guns? Who has the most?
Sheesh.
And it doesn't count guys who just performed live. They had to be recorded on an EP or an album.
All right, so I'll say Black Sabbath had, 4? Deep Purple. Now, I'm going to say LA Guns.
Well, it's kind of a trick question. Because there's a tie at 1, but LA Guns is one of them.
Okay, and so then, I got it right.
So LA Guns, okay. Between Black Sabbath and Deep Purple, who is the other band? And I tell you how many singers it was. 6.
I'm going to go with Deep Purple.
That'd be incorrect.
Damn it. Black Sabbath had 6 singers?
Ozzy. Okay, go ahead.
Ozzy.
Yep.
Dio.
Yep.
That Tony Martin guy.
Yep.
Oh, crap. Ray Gillen?
Yep. Because they released an album that he recorded, so he counts.
Yeah. He was on Born Again, right?
No.
That was Tony Martin.
No, it wasn't.
Who was Born Again?
Who's the lead singer of Deep Purple? You're having a brain fart.
Ian Gillan.
Ian Gillan, who's also in Black Sabbath.
So. Yep.
So Sabbath, you got Ozzy Dio, Ian Gillan, Ray Gillan, Tony Martin. You're missing one more.
Yeah, I can't remember.
The best singer of the bunch. Only recorded on one album.
Jeff Scott Soto.
He recorded one. No. He recorded one album and toured with them and got kicked off the tour because he was so messed up on drugs. And they brought in Ray Gillan to finish the tour. Who was that guy?
Oh, man. I can't think of it.
Glenn Hughes.
Glenn Hughes. That's right. Jeez.
I'm no stranger to love. Deep Purple had Rod Evans, Ian Gillan, Coverdale, and Joe Lynn Turner.
So you're not considering Glenn Hughes as a singer in that?
Because he wasn't the lead singer.
Okay.
But LA Guns has had some guys I never even heard of. This is before Phil Lewis. I guess they recorded an EP with some guy named Mike Jagowitz. An EP. Then they had an album with a guy named Paul Black. Then there's Phil Lewis. Then there was Ralph Sands, who is actually the lead singer of Steel Panther. They did an EP with him. Then there was a guy named Chris Van Dahl. And then there was Jizzy Pearl.
Jeez.
6 guys. Unbelievable, jeez. Huh? But everybody forgets the other guys. It's just Phil Lewis.
Yeah, that's like, and now, and Jizzy Pearl, because he's in it now. But
No, Jizzy Pearl's not in it now. Jizzy Pearl did one album with LA Guns. Jizzy Pearl's the lead singer of Quiet Riot.
That's right. Jeez.
And though it's like a soap opera.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Jeez.
And I guess was it Tracy as Guns?
As the LA Strip turns.
Yeah, Tracy Guns is dating Orianti now.
Oh, is she? Or is he?
Yeah. Weird, though, because okay. he just got married, had a baby in like Denmark, and all of a sudden he's dating Orianti now.
Okay.
Okay. She gets around. She was dating Sambora too.
Yeah, I saw there's a post that he's saying he's going back to Bon Jovi.
They need him.
Once John gets his vocal issues straightened out.
If he can.
Yeah, if he can.
Yeah, they need to do one more run. I mean, without Sambora, and it's not Phil X's fault. They've turned into a country rock mid-tempo band. I'm like, ugh. And John can't sing anymore. I mean,
Phil X is a great player. I like his stuff. I like the stuff he did with the...
Yeah, the drills. The
drills. Yeah.
But they don't let him rip in Bon Jovi at all. It's like, ugh.
What's the point? Get some schmo guitar player then.
And they have and the other guitar player is like the producer. It's like, okay, there's like 15 guys on stage with Bon Jovi. You're like, okay, I know four of them, but who are the other guys? Jeez.
Whatever, jeez.
All right. And on that note, not happy Bon Jovi note, let's play a commercial. What a terrible segue that was.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, time to play Who the Hell Is This? We haven't done this one in a while, but here's what we do. We take some obscure band or maybe an obscure song by a known band or artist, and we break it up into four 10-second clips. And after each clip we play, you take a guess. And if you miss it, we'll give you a little hint. And see if you can get it after four attempts. And if you can't get it after four attempts, you suck. So we'll find out.
Really hard.
I have a fit. Danny's either. I got one for Danny. He's either going to get this one really fast or he's going to be totally stumped. I have a feeling it's going to be really fast, but you just never know. So people out there, play along with Danny. And then he's got one for me as well. So Danny, go ahead and play clip.
All right. So here we go. One. Clip number one out of four. Let's see.
Little intro, a little instrumental intro there.
Yeah. I'm going to say, is that Dead Daisies?
Dead Daisies. That'd be incorrect. First hint, this is a British artist that you know very well.
British artist.
It's a British guy. It's a singular. It's a guy. It's a British guy.
Okay. Well, let's see if we have some vocals in section number two.
You will. You got the high life, you got it free. You're in the fast lane, the gas is on me. You got the profile, a touch of class. Oh, man. What do you think, Danny? Sound a little familiar? A little bit?
Yeah, it does. Is that... like early Biff Byford.
Oh, incorrect. Not a bad guess, but incorrect, okay? Your next clue is this particular song came out in 1997.
97.
But this guy had a career way before that.
Okay. All right, here's part number three. Got you a rocky when you threw out the line.
Getting closer.
Is that Ginger Wildheart?
Ooh, no, it's not. I'm surprised. I thought you were going to get that by some of his phrasing there. All right, this guy, he's British. He's had a long career. This song came out in 1997. But he was in a pretty big band prior to that that everyone knows.
His phrasing sounds a little like Sebastian Bach, but he's from Jersey.
Okay, well, maybe you'll get it on the chorus.
Let's see. I'm at the mall. Just stay afloat. You got it easy, go. How easy, go? You really don't know. I'm at the mall. Don't move around.
Any
clue? Oh, man, that sounds so familiar.
All right, the name of the song is Rock the Boat from an album called As Hard as Iron. 1997. British dude. He spent some time in Castaica Jail in the 80s, which is right up the street from me. It's about 10. It's about 5 miles from where I live.
Is that Blaze Blazely?
Oh, you're getting closer. It's not Blaze Bailey, okay. This guy was in a band who you saw live at the Cap Center, opening for Judas Priest.
Oh, Jesus. I saw so many.
Opening for Judas Priest with me and you. And he's the original lead singer of this band.
Is that Paul Di'Anno?
It is Paul Di'Anno. I rocked the boat. When he was phrasing, when he was talking, at the end, that when he finished whatever he was saying, then you could really tell it was him.
Yeah.
But yet, Paul Di'Anno off Paul of Hard as Iron, 1997.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I have those albums, but I never listened to them.
I've seen some recent videos, and it's another one of these. Oof.
He's in bad shape. He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably weighs 300 pounds.
Yeah. And he had to have some surgeries, and I think the Maiden guy stepped up and paid for his surgeries.
Nice.
So when they heard he was doing that poorly, because I guess he lives in Croatia now. He was really struggling with his health. So, yeah, they helped him out. I mean, Maiden has got some
Maiden's
money.
A bunch of good guys.
Yeah.
So they helped their original drummer.
Yeah, when he got, I forgot, what he had. What did he have, MS? Clive Burr, I think, had MS.
Yeah, I think that or ALS, I don't remember.
One or the other. But I know, yeah. I mean, I don't think they were asked to step on. They just did it. It's just, okay, we're going to pay for his medical expenses. But yeah, Paul's not doing great. Like, oof. But the song's not bad. It's okay.
No, it sounded pretty cool.
I mean, when you see him live, he just does pretty much the first two Maiden albums, so, yeah. Which is what we want to hear.
Yeah, that's all the people want to hear anyway, so.
Yeah. So you got something for me now.
So let's do a Who the Hell's This for You. I don't know if you'll get this. I don't know that we've talked about this band on this show before, but we'll see.
Okay, so it's an obscure band, okay.
Well, it depends on the genre that you like.
Oh, God, if it's something like jazz, I'm screwed.
It's the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
So this is a rockin' song?
Yeah, it's a rock band.
Okay.
Oh, it's a hard rock
band. If it's Dave Matthews, I'm screwed, too.
All right, well, we'll see how it goes.
All right, let's see how hard rockin' this is. All right.
Double, double, toil and trouble, firebird and cauldron bubble.
What the hell's that?
That's the beginning of the song.
Okay, I'm going to say some Halloween.
No, that is incorrect.
Okay. I've never heard that intro in my life.
Okay, this is an English band.
English band, so it's definitely not the Germans. Okay.
Nope, not Germans.
English band, and I've heard of this band?
I think so.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I've heard of them. I've listened to them.
Okay.
I've never seen them live.
All right.
I think they probably tour the UK more.
Okay, let's go. Track number two.
Something wicked this way comes.
Jeez. It's something like Witch Find.
Nope, not Witch Find.
No. Witch Find.
Not that obscure.
Not that obscure, not that.
This is a English six-piece. They were formed in 95.
Oh, okay. So it's not a new wave of British heavy metal band.
Nope.
Six-piece. Okay, from the 90s. Wow.
Six-piece, you know, vocals, two guitars, bass, keys, and drums.
Yeah, I know what a six-piece is. All righty. All right. You've got me stumped here.
You'll get some vocals here.
All right. Here we go. Lovers are blind to the future. Open their heart to be scarred. Locked in a scene from an endless dream. Never knowing just how near, how far. Wow. Kind of a progressive sounding a little bit. Is
very,
it
very melodic rock?
Is it 10?
That is correct.
Wow.
Wow. Look at you pulling it out.
Wow. And the lead singer, I think his name is Gary Hughes, maybe?
Yep. Yeah, he's the only, that's his band. It's the only consistent member. They've had many members come and go, but he's the only consistent one.
Yeah, I have some 10 albums, but honestly, I never listened to them.
Yeah, this is the first song off their newest one, the Something Wicked This Way Comes. It's their 16th album.
16th. I just never, I mean, I know that nobody's ever heard of them in the States, and yeah. I know they're pretty much in Europe and England.
Yeah, they're big. They're big over there, and they're in the melodic rock genre, they're a major band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think I would be into them, because I like, you know, I like melody, and I like hard rock, but I just, for some reason, it just...
Well, maybe check them out. Check this new album out. You sent it to me.
Yeah, I know. And I never listened to it. Sometimes I send Danny stuff, and I never get around to it, because, you know, we stumble across all this stuff that we missed growing up, so, like, something comes out from the 75, some band. We heard of them, but we never had it, so we send Danny that stuff. And sometimes we get turned on to stuff we missed. So, but 10 is just one of those bands I never... Huh. It's a good one, though.
Yeah, there you go. 10.
I'm surprised I got that. Because I was thinking, oh, is it Witchfinder? Witchfinder General? I was thinking Demon, you know, bands like that. But...
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, okay.
I could see that being Demon with that vocal intro, but that's the vocal intro to the whole album.
Yeah. That was like, what the hell's that?
That song's called Look for the Rose.
Look for the Rose, yeah. Didn't they have an album called The Rose or something like that? Or I don't know. That's not Bette Midler. Never mind. Why I know that, I have no idea.
Yeah, really.
So, now going from that, we're going to do something called Last Chance.
Last Chance. Today may be your last
chance to believe in yourself. All right, so we're going to do a last chance where we take an album that maybe we didn't like or one of us just didn't get into it as much as the other one did and revisit it.
Or the media didn't really get it.
Yeah.
In this case, critics liked their first album a lot and they kind of panned their second album, which is totally a shame because second album is one of my favorites. This would be on my top 10 that I take to a deserted island kind of album.
Yeah, and I had this album and this band. I kind of like them, but I guess at the time when I know it came out in 92, maybe I was listening to something else and it just didn't hit me. Like, I guess Danny just fell in love with it over a summer, probably cramming for his chemistry file or something. Mr. Chemical Engineer at the time. But, you know.
Even though I graduated 4 years before this. But, hey, it's...
Hey, oh, wow. You never know. Or maybe you're driving around testing paint or something, and this is what got you. You know, you never know.
Right. Yeah, but this... we'll go ahead and introduce the album. It's Trickster's second album called Here.
Yeah.
H-E-A-R. And it peaked at number 109 on the Billboard Hot 200. So it, and a lot of people they thought there was a harder rock departure from their first album. which is more hair metal kind of. But I think this album is great, top to bottom.
Yeah, and the first album I think went gold, and I think it went in the 20s. So they started off really good, and the second album just didn't hit. I know they toured with Kissin' Faster Pussycat. You probably, looks like we did some of the same research, because I actually wrote what Rolling Stone said about this album. They said, listenable, but utterly uninteresting bits of hard rock silliness. So, but that's Rolling Stone. They don't like anything that we like.
Yeah, they're all hoity-toity.
Yeah. And Chicago Tribune said it's a huge disappointment. They like the band's debut, but I don't like it when bands turn harder and heavier. And they like the bubblegum metal from the first album. Didn't like Hear that much. Hear is definitely harder than the first album for sure.
Yeah.
Now it's a band that I knew some of these songs, but in the front of the album, but towards the back, I didn't know them at all, really. So Danny's hoping this turns me on to this album, and I love it. It's my favorite. But I don't know, you know, I listened to it at least 6 times in the last 3 days, so.
Yeah, I've listened to it 3 or 4 times, and it's funny. I always mix up Trickster and Firehouse, but I like Trickster so much better.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I actually, the last two Trickster albums are two of my favorite ones. The Human Error, and I forgot the other one. The last two they did are my favorite ones. Better than the first two, for sure.
Okay.
I don't know if you listen to them, but I like those albums.
Yeah, if I want to hear Trickster, I'll turn on this album.
And Steve Brown is a great guitar player.
Oh, yeah. He's been all over the place. Is that Tokyo Motor Fest, right?
Yeah. And PJ Farley, he's in Fozzy now. But, yeah. So, Danny, since this is your album that you love, I'm going to let you.
All right. So, like we said, this is the Trickster's second album here. That was released in 1992. So let's go down. There's 12 songs on this album. What we do is we'll go through and we rank them, give each song an A, B, C, D, F, and then we get an average and see where we end up. So, of course, I'm going to be probably higher than Mark because I love this album. But
yeah, I'd be surprised if I was higher, but you never know.
You never know. All right, so the first song, Road of 1,000 Dreams. Down the road. I love this song.
Okay.
I think the chorus is great. So I gave this one an A-. It's not the perfect song, but I love it.
Yeah. This was the first first and only single from this song. I knew this song. It's a pretty good song. I like it too. It's got a good chorus. I gave it a B+. So okay. Pretty close to yours.
Yeah. Yeah. The second song, Damn Good. I don't know if you noticed, but at the very, very beginning, they do an intro. And it's a Cheech and Chong intro. A da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, from Earache My Eye.
Yeah. But beside all that, I love this song, too. I gave this one A- as well.
A- as well. This one I wasn't too familiar with, but damn, it's good. It's heavy. I like it a lot. I like it so much, I'm putting it on our little Spotify playlist. Damn good. Got to put it on there.
Nice.
I gave it an A- as well. Damn good song.
Yep.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Pun totally
intended. And not to be confused with David Lee Roth has a song called Damn Good as well, which is an acoustic song. That's a great song too, but this one's completely different.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy for Trickster. It's a good song.
Yep, great song, I think. And then next, song number 3 is Rockin' Horse. 1, 2, 3, 4, ladies, a rockin' horse coming. This is probably my favorite song on the album. I gave this was a hard A.
Wow, A. But not A+, not perfect, right?
No, not A+. I didn't give anything an A+ on this one.
Yeah. But... two great ones in a row, Rockin' Horse, I did know. I gave it an A- as well, so... First three songs out the gate for me, B+, A- and A-. It's a good start so far.
So far, so good. Song number four, Power of Love. When the power of love takes you all night long to say yeah, yeah, yeah. This one takes a while to kick in, but when it does, it's a great song. It just takes a bit to get there. I gave this one a B+.
Oh, once again, we're pretty close. Yeah, I knew this one too. Didn't score as high as you did. I like the beginning of it. Chorus is catchy. I gave it a B.
All right.
So still strong start for me.
Totally. Next one, Runaway Train. Of course, you have the obligatory power ballad on an album in this time frame, in this genre. But I like this song a lot. I gave this one a B.
Ooh, this is where the trains start to come off the tracks for me. I'm about Mr. Pun today, huh? Runaway Train. Initially, I was going to give it a D. But after every time I listened to it, I liked it a little more and a little more. It's a little slow for me, but I gave it a C. It's average. It didn't suck, but it did grow on me a little bit.
Okay. Next one, Blood Rock. I'm not a huge fan of the verses. I like the chorus. This probably one of my least favorite on the album, but I still really like the song. I gave it a B-.
B-.
Even if I didn't love it.
Yeah, I didn't know this one at all. The lyrics are kind of silly.
Yeah.
But it's heavy and punchy. Surprisingly, I gave it an A-.
Wow, great.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind putting this on the Spotify playlist. We're up to 25 now.
Nice. Woo-hoo! 25 listeners.
Yeah. HRTS Rock Playlist on Spotify. It's free.
And it's good.
And the new Extreme song is on there. So
sweet.
Yep.
All right. Next song, Nobody's a Hero. Again, this is
another one we skipped.
Oh, yeah. We skipped Waiting in That Line.
Yeah.
I like this song. I think it's kind of a filler on the album, but I still really like it. So I gave this one a B.
Okay. You definitely like this album more than I do.
Oh, yeah.
So there's 12 songs in this album. The first six, if that was a side one on a vinyl LP, really strong first side, even with Runaway Train.
Yeah.
But still super strong. But then you flip it over, and that's when things start to change for me just a little bit. Waiting in That Line, it's okay. I gave it a C+.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not something I would go back to like some of the other songs, but it's all right.
Yeah. Now we get to the next song that I introduced a little early. This is Nobody's a Hero. I like the I like the lyrics in the song. I like the vocals. I gave this one an A-.
A-. Is this the one that kind of sounds like a Def Leppard just a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I got that vibe, too. I like it as well. It's one of the stronger songs on the second side. I gave the B-.
Okay.
I like it. I'd listen to it again.
Yeah. All right, next song, Wild is the Heart. Has some killer harmonica played by Steve Brown, guitar player. I really like this song. It's kind of a bluesy, kind of reminds me of Cinderella a little bit. I gave it a B+.
Well, when you start playing the harp and the piano in the beginning of the song, I'm checking out.
They lose you right away.
I was like, oh boy. Yeah, I think of Brett Michaels whipping his harmonica out. I'm like, ugh. I gave it a C. If it didn't have the harp and piano, I probably would have given it a B- or a C+. But
yeah,
I'm scared. That's a filler track for me.
Okay, I get it. I get that. What It Takes. This is another song I really like. Great slide guitar on this one. Another bluesy kind of song. I gave this one an A-.
Yep. Yep, you're right. Another bluesy song. This one's much better than the last one. I gave it a B-. So.
Okay. All right. I'm probably like a grade or a grade and a half, or maybe half a grade above where you are.
Right.
It seems consistent, but. All right.
Now let's talk about this song, number 11. Let me see if you love this.
As the Candle Burns. As the candle burns, I'll one thing. To live your life in sin. To God. As the candle burns. I don't love this song. It probably is one of the weaker songs on the album. It seems disjointed to me. It's like they put pieces of different verses together. You know, like, I don't know, just it didn't flow for me. But I like the chorus. I could see it being played in a stadium full of people with their lights on. But I gave this one a C, my lowest grade of the album.
Okay. This one got the lowest grade for me as well. I don't see it played in a stadium. I see it played in a small, dingy club that's on fire. This one was for the girls.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can tell they're, let's get the female fans. This is for you, ladies.
Ladies.
Oh, I hate this song. I gave it a D-. Worst song in the album.
D-. Wow.
Oof, I don't ever want to hear that one again.
All right.
And there's some good songs in this album. This isn't one of them, so skip this one. This one is all not right. Going on the Spotify playlist.
All right. Well, glad to know where you feel on that one.
No, I don't pull any punches.
Nope. And the last song on the album, On the Road Again. This may be another one of my favorites. I gave this one an A.
An A, huh?
Yeah, it's rocking. It moves. So, yeah, I love this song.
It's definitely a strong closer. I like it as well. It's a good tune. Much better than the last one. They had to redeem themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could see them playing this one live. I gave it a B-. I like it quite a bit as well.
All right.
So your score is definitely be higher than mine. What's your total?
Altogether, I gave it averaged out as a 3.4.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a B+.
Yeah, that's Like between a B plus and an A minus.
Yeah. So you, yeah, we already knew you really liked it quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
I kind of surprised myself. I came in at a 2.7, which is a B minus.
So all right.
It's,
well, there you go.
It's better than average.
Oh, yeah.
I think As a Candle Burns, if you took that song out, it would probably be a B.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I liked it more than I thought I would. I'm not a huge Trickster fan. I think they're talented. I like them, but there's other bands I just like a little bit more.
I do. I like Steve Brown's guitar playing. I think he's really good, really talented. You know, I like him and the other bands I've heard him in. So,
yeah, I actually follow him on Instagram.
Nice.
He posts all the time, and he's the fill-in guy for Def Leppard. When one of the guitar players goes down, lots of times he tours with him, and he'll jump in for either guy because he can play and sing.
Yeah, that's a big job.
Yeah, and that guy's always playing. He does a thing with Eric Martin, so. The Trickster guys, the drummer for ZO2 and Eric Martin, they tour together, so they'll play Mr. Big songs and Trickster songs together. So,
wow.
And have you ever heard the 40 Foot Ringo album?
Not in a long time.
Yeah, that's Steve Brown writing and singing. It's pretty damn good.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, we don't talk about Trickster too often on this show.
No,
but
no,
we don't. I mean, they're still around. They don't play as much as they used to because I think their lead singer works a regular job and doesn't live where the other guys live. So we saw them at M3 and they were good.
Yeah, seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, they got crapped on a little bit because they were so young when they came out. But like I said, check out their last couple albums; they're really strong.
Well, I can't say enough about this album here. Second.
Yeah. You've been a proponent of this one for decades.
I have. Well, it's been out 30 years, so.
Yeah. Oh, my God, we're getting old. Jeez. So if you weren't, maybe we turned you on to this stuff because, you know, all the clips were playing in between for each song. Maybe it'll turn you on and go out there and check it out. If you like what you heard, go buy it. Pick or buy the songs you like or just buy the whole damn album. And we're going to see Trickster's sales go through the roof for this album in 1 week.
That's right. Steve Brown can call me and thank me himself, right?
Yeah, he's only up the road, right, in New Jersey?
Yeah. Yeah, they're from Paramus, New Jersey, which is outside of Philly.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, go buy that album. Just go buy it. It's great.
Yeah. I could recommend some of the songs, just as long as you don't listen to As the Candle Burns. That reminds me of a Firehouse, like a Firehouse song. Love a Lifetime. It's like, ugh.
Finally found love of a lifetime.
I probably hate that. That's probably the worst power ballad ever.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
That's what we ought to do next time, have a ranking of the power. The bottom five power ballads.
Power. Okay, let's do this. We'll right now, power ballads that we hate, and we'll just do a from 5 to 1.
Oh man,
that's our homework for the next couple of weeks. So, or do you want to do 5 power ballads or 10 power ballads? I don't know if our fans can take 10 power ballads.
I'd say we do 5 because together we'll have 10. Because I doubt we'll have the same ones.
Yeah.
Okay. How many Scorpions can we have on the list?
I hate that Send Me an Angel song, but that was a big hit for him. Let's limit it to 1 per band.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot
I'll just put out there Scorpions power ballads.
No, come on. You got to pick one because I don't know. I don't know if the Scorpions would be in my bottom 5. Off the top of my head, you already know I'm going to put Firehouse in there. So that's we're going to have to do some research. Go on YouTube and type in power ballads and just go through a bunch of them. There's some great ones out there, but there's some stinkers too.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could do top 5, bottom 5. Or we used to do what? Top 3, bottom 3?
Yeah.
Could be a bit.
You know.
Why don't we do that?
Top 3, bottom 3 or top 5, bottom 5? Okay, we'll do ones we hate, 5, and then ones we like. I'm not a big fan. I love Saigon Kick, but I don't like their big power ballad much.
Oh, man. Okay.
I mean, you might like it, but I mean, I love Saigon Kick.
Which one? What's
the name of that damn song? It was the only hit, too.
Yeah.
Or we have to look this up.
Crap. Well, here we are. We're producing while we're doing a show.
Yeah, so we'll stop it right there. So it might pop up. But some of these predictions might piss some of you people off, but we don't care. It's just our opinion anyway. You know?
We don't care. We don't care.
A little Ramones action for you there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, so you guys got something to look forward to in 2 weeks. The top five power battle. Power ballads. Maybe it's for power bottoms. You don't know.
Yeah. I'm not doing research for that.
Yeah. And bottom and top, okay? Wow, this song, we're going to get demonetized. Well, we don't even really get paid for this anyway, so who cares? Okay, so, all right, people. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, bye.
Jeez, power bottoms. Oh, my God.